Opposed? We want to note that check number 453939 is held over till next week. Kind of hearing myself afterwards, I hope I said 453939.
Yeah, 453939.
Okay. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to table minutes until March 25th, 2019.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Did you say until March 19th?
March 29th or 25th, 2019.
Thank you. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed. Bid recommendation for Dodge Charger patrol cars.
Good morning, Commission. Thank you for having us. We're here this morning in reference to bid requests that the sheriff has made, and Sheriff Russell is here with me to assist. There were two separate bids because of two separate types of vehicles requested. Each of you have a copy of the Taney County Commission bid recommendation form that I create to assist you all in following me along as I move forward with our recommendation process. The two bids were bid number 201902-423, which is for two 2019 Dodge Charger vehicles. Also then thereafter, bid number 201902-424 for two 2019 Dodge Durango SUV patrol vehicles. These bids were released on February the 9th. They closed on March the 6th. We received two responses to our efforts, and I'll just read the bid recommendation into the record quickly, unless you have any questions before I get started. On Wednesday, March 9, 2019, despite multiple bid invitations to numerous Dodge car dealerships, we only received two responses. Taney County Sheriff Jimmy Russell and I documented both of those responses as listed in the forms that you have above. Pricing received from Tri-Lakes Motors for the first bid on the Dodge Chargers was $24,530 per vehicle. The pricing received from the only other response we received was Bellman Chrysler Dodge of Troy, Missouri at $29,454 for each vehicle. The sheriff then took copies of the bid responses to make a formal and thorough review. A date for recommendation was requested and approved for this morning, March 18th, 2019, to deliver our recommendations. The form that you have in front of you, I combined excuse me, to save paper and time, I combined both of these bids and the results therein. After a thorough review, Sheriff Russell calculated the cost differences as listed above. The savings to the county when buying all four vehicles at the same time from Tri-Lakes Motors would, on the face of it, be just in excess of $19,000 combined, warranty information not included. Note that the Tri-Lakes bid included a footnote to add $2,480 to each vehicle for an extended five-year, 120,000-mile warranty option, which was requested in the bid. No such footnote appears in the Bellman response. However, they do note that their bid price does include a five-year warranty, 100,000-mile, instead of the 120. These costs should be taken into consideration should the county decide to purchase the offered optional warranties from Tri-Lakes Motors. If that were to occur, the total difference would still remain in favor of Tri-Lakes Motors in the amount of a little over $9,000. There's also a few delivery issues involved where Tri-Lakes Motors would be able to deliver the Durangos sooner than the Chargers. The sheriff was also able to verify that the Tri-Lakes bid is $400 to $500 lower per vehicle than what's currently available on the state bid. Given all these above factors listed in details above, we recommend both of these bids to be awarded to Tri-Lakes Motors as the low bidder and formally request a motion vote from the Taney County Commission to award as such. Sheriff, would you like to add anything to that?
I think that's about all of it.
So there'd be about $2,440 difference in the two bids per car.
$2,480.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You with, that would yeah. be with the warranty.
With yeah. the warranty. Yeah.
Well, the other bid comes with the warranty.
Not the, it doesn't come with the warranty that we specified.
It comes with $100,000, $120,000, but right. Tri-Lakes Motor is by far the lowest.
Right.
Bid.
Even with the added cost of the, yeah.
Right. Right.
You guys have any, do you have any questions, Sheila?
No.
Move to award bid number 201902-423 to Tri-Lakes Motors Incorporated of Branson for two vehicles.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Move to approve bid number 201902-424. To Tri-Lakes Motors Incorporated for two Dodge Durango SUVs.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passed.
Thank you. I will note also that the bid includes two or more in case the need county would need more than one. Yeah, and that is a requirement to remain for this calendar year and both of these. Well, awarded the dealership did agree to that, so I'll have that in the contract draft as well.
Of course, understanding that it must be in the budget.
Right. Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. Taney County Health Department is here to give us an update.
Good morning. Thank you.
Would you state your name for the record?
Lisa Marshall, Interim Director at the Taney County Health Department. Thank you for your time today. I just wanted to give you all a quick update. As you see, you've got a couple of documents in front of you. The first one is just Navarre 2018 highlights. At the end of every year, we like to take a moment and pause and just kind of look back and see what we've accomplished over the year. So this is just the first page here is just a quick snapshot of just some of our client numbers, some of the items that we've conducted over the year. So I wanted you all to just have that as a reference point. This outlines some of our services, such as our WIC program, where we serve over 21,000 clients every year. Also, some of our work with the school, such as All-Star, and our teen outreach program, which are a character-based sort of education for students to help them learn to make good decisions and set good goals and values and mission-driven for their, I guess, for their lives, really. So we do see a lot of students through that. We also completed almost 1,900 environmental health inspections throughout the entire county. So just kind of to give you an idea, that includes our lodging, includes our food, massage, tattoo, and just kind of a variety of those sort of inspections that are conducted throughout the year across the county. So just kind of some of our highlights. The second page you'll notice is our top priorities for Taney County. So what happens is every 3 years we conduct a community health assessment, and that is comprised of a couple different parts. So what you have here in front of you is kind of the preliminary piece of that. That is going to be our survey results. So through this survey, we received 1,757 responses, and that's across the county. We were able to get really good response rates from that, which we're really excited about. And the exciting thing about that is we got a good response from across the county. So we felt like we got good responses from both eastern and western sides of the county, just so we're able, allowed us to do some better analysis that was more representative of our population. So just a few things that we found throughout that. Is the important factors for a healthy community. Our community identified affordable housing, health care, affordable and available, clean and safe environments, and job availability as those top important factors for a healthy community. As far as our important community health problems, our community has identified mental health, obesity, and child and abuse and neglect to be our top three health problems throughout the county. And then the top risky behaviors are drug and alcohol abuse, poor eating habits, and tobacco use and secondhand smoke. So what we do with this information, these are probably the three most important questions from that entire survey. So this is what our county is saying that we need to focus on for the coming years. So like I said, we complete this every 3 years, and it provides us guidance and direction as to how we move forward for the coming years. So what we'll be doing with this is having some conversation with key stakeholders and community partners. Because really, we don't consider this to be our data. This is the community's data. So, and also, we realize that we can't do this alone. So the idea is that we take this information, we work with our partners and stakeholders, and we collectively set a plan to move forward. So one of the items here on the front page I'd like to point out was this, if you do not vaccinate, why? And so that's an item that we consider to be very actionable on our end immediately. So looking at the second highest rate being I would like more information. So that's something that we will take action on in the near future, just kind of a little informational piece there. So what we'll do is just continue working on this, set our improvement plan, and work with community partners to move forward. If you'll look at the back page of that, this was also part of that survey, but this is a new direction for the Taney County Health Department. This is geared around a project called Culture of Health. And really, that identifies that health does not just happen in a physician's office. It's really your surrounding, your community, your environment that impacts health. And so what we've done is trying to work with the community to look at how we can start looking further upstream and more proactively at what impacts health and not just the after effect of after you have a chronic condition or after you're in poor health. So there are three key pieces of this project, the first one being awareness of factors that affect health, the second being access to those positive health factors, and the third being this idea of social health, including inclusion, trust, and belonging that also lend to health. So if you look at this, the greens are where we are doing well. The yellows are just some room for improvement, and the reds are the concerning pieces. So what was encouraging to us as we went through this is that the community has a good understanding of what it takes to be healthy or what they consider it taking to be healthy. And so they understand that housing quality, level of income, education, all of those go into being healthy. So they've got a good understanding as a community, as a county, what makes a healthy community. So access to those positive health factors, we were also encouraged to see that we had several areas of that was green. And so just this a community that welcomes you, affordable housing, high-quality housing options, high-quality job opportunities, and communication with community decision makers, those are the yellow and red areas. So those will be more areas that we, as we move forward as a community partnering and also the health department work, we'll be looking at how we can get involved in those areas. Then you see the last piece, the social health with inclusion, trust, and belonging. That was where we saw the most yellows and reds. And so this will be an area that as we start looking at our programming moving forward, we'll take those items into consideration. And as we work more in the community, looking at how we can have some influence around that. And again, as I mentioned, we don't consider this data to be ours. It really is a community. So we like to get out and share.